and the Lord. Each phrase is perfectly fine to use, certainly from God's Word. Trust or confidence is a hard thing to come by so many times because it has to be earned for someone to trust us or have confidence in us. They have to see our lives and they have to know what's going on. But with God, it is not a problem at all. And then in the lesson we'll be talking about, in the second lesson, we'll be talking some about that. But in the 50th chapter of Isaiah, verse 10, he says, "Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of His servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon His God." If you look at the questions He asked here, He said, "Who among you fears the Lord?" A question. "Who obeys the voice of the servant?" Question. "Who walks in darkness and has no light?" Question. Well, all we have to do in each one of those, the answer, he says, is let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. We were talking in class this morning about the fact that sometimes we are considered legalists because we want to do only what God wants us to do. But the reason we do that is because of we trust Him. We truly believe that when He says to do something, we do it because we believe that He'll keep the promise that goes with what He asks us to do. And He always gives us a promise with that. If we'll obey His will, He says He'll take care of our sins. If we obey His will, He says He'll give us eternal life. In Nahum 1, verse 7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him." I love these passages like this that tell us that we don't really have a problem from God's side. He's always going to know whether we truly do have trust in Him. The word trust is a word that trust, confidence, that sort of thing. It's a strong belief to some degree, but we tend to think of it more as having complete and absolute confidence in God. That when God says something, He means it. He'll keep His part of it always. When He makes a covenant with man, whatever that covenant is, God's always kept His part. He's never failed in it once. So when we look at our lives, if we truly trust in God, what we do is we look to His Word, we see what He wants us to do, we believe it strongly, and we obey it. And we do it out of a good heart because we truly, truly do have confidence in God. So what's He asked us to do? Well, just believe in His Son. Believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cross. Believe it strong enough that you're willing to confess that before anyone. You're willing to say, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Not only confess that you believe that, but to turn, repent, get your life in order, make the changes as you know what they are, but turn toward Christ and away from this world. And then, he says, the final act is to be immersed in water for the remission of sins. That's been a constant throughout the New Testament. He says it over and over and over again. You want your sins forgiven? You do what I ask you to do. And then you can become my child. But understand and know this. After you become my child, just like with David, just like with Isaiah and others we read from, just like John in the New Testament, every one of them kept their trust in God. What does that mean? Again, go back to His Word. What does He say? Trust Him. Do what He says. He says it's a much better life, and it is. And truthfully, as a Christian, we have the most beautiful life in the world. We need to maintain that life, ask His forgiveness constantly for our sins, keep our lives as right as we possibly can with Him, and indeed, trust Him with all of our heart. If you have any needs this morning, we're going to stand and sing a song to make it very convenient. We would ask you to please let us know about those needs, and we'll certainly help you with them as best we can. Would you please stand?